Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast, the conclusion of Session 15 is up tonight. The players were Sharon, James, Nick, and Richard. Let's get right to it.
And we're back. We're in a boat, heading full steam back to Shanfan.
Full steam and a quarter, actually, with Luke's jiggering with the engine.
Yes. So, what's the plan?
Get back to Shanfan. Make it go fast.
Get out and push! You can walk on water.
I do not utilize my god's blessings for such minor things. Instead, I will be praying for champagne and doing my...
Instead, you get seasickness.
Yeah.
Is there a crow's nest? Because I will sit in the crow's nest and look for
dragons.
That's about the only thing I can do.
It's a dragon's nest.
You'll be rewarded with a plume of smoke coming out of the top of the Dragon's Breath Island as you leave.
We should have set off the volcano on there, thus eliminating our problems altogether.
They did include in the module some nifty tidbits. They didn't really say what you should do here, but they gave you information like, oh, there's an arsenal near the palace that's filled with many, many barrels of gunpowder.
so we could have said...
We turn around!
Each town is equipped with a hospital. Or you might use that. But they didn't really give you a lot of detail on, you know, what... They didn't even give you a map of the island or anything like that, so I didn't expect that you're supposed to get involved in a big running battle, but I suppose you could have at any time, easily.
No, us. That's so much expected.
Never. All right, so you will arrive back in Shanfan in record time. You cut a day and a half's worth of travel down to a day, possibly, you know, where the effort, but no. It's not your
ship. It's not my ship.
Well, having reached there in record time, we slowly make our way back up to Tam's place.
Yeah, do we have a recommendation? Are we telling Tam everything?
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
I do not see why we would not.
Yeah. Too much.
Is there anything you wish to hold back?
Mm-hmm. Do we want to just leave it all to him, or do we want to try and come up with some sort of plan ourselves?
Well, I think our plan is to get the hell out of Dodge.
I'm not used to fighting an army.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've had experience of such.
All right, so you are going to go and speak to Tam and tell him what you've heard?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Well, Tam is doing better. They actually have something... of a wheelchair rigged up for him. He's no longer flat on his back, but he's not able to walk yet. The reports are that he is on the mend, however. You just blot him with the information?
Very much.
Well, he's not exactly joyful of the turn of events, but true to his word to you, and one of the things that Tam has been renowned for is his word, he sends his servants for the golden key, and... it arrives, and he hands it to you, he tells you that basically, you know, you've served true and faithfully, and as we promised, here is your key. He does suggest that Shanfan will shortly be an unpleasant place to be in, that perhaps you should complete your business here.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
And, he is also summoning basically all of his lieutenants, and he's getting a war council together. He's calling in favors from other triads in the area. what you wish to help or not, that's entirely up to you, but you have been given the key that was your payment for service, and he has released you.
On a structural note, I mean, would... we be able to do anything to help here?
It's up to you. I will say in the module,
They give you the stats for essentially three armies that will be involved in this, and you could play out the big battle using the mass combat rules, etc., etc., if you really wanted to. They also strongly hint that it's possible that you wish to just get the goods and leave.
I would suggest that they basically drop some maces around here and make a more channeled approach so they know exactly where they're coming from.
All right, you want to give him some advice on war? Is that what you're saying there, Luke?
Well, that's what I'm sort of thinking, is that currently they've got all these approaches coming into it, blocks them off. Yeah, I mean, I have actually been in an army, so I do know a few things. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's see here. All right, well, I tell you what, just a general smarts roll. Just a smarts roll.
Oh, well, there we go. We're done.
You can add +2 since, as you say, you have been in an army. All right. You give good advice. His lieutenants will listen.
Don't die. There you go. That's all the advice you need.
I recommend using the dragons to your advantage. And by that I mean, if you can, chum the waters so that if they do come by... see that they have to deal with those beasts as well as your own defenses.
And you've got Ghost Rock here. Ghost Rock bombs are really good, and I know how good they are, and I know how much you need for a good bomb.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, the idea is that they're wanting to keep Shan Fan intact.
Well, no, I'm thinking we'll launch them at the ships, is what I'm thinking.
Torpedoes?
Well, missiles.
Ghost Rock exploding arrows.
Surface to ship missiles, yeah.
It's an interesting idea, but it would take them time to actually make up some kind of missile. Because remember, Ghost Rock isn't like just on an impact. It actually needs some kind of explosion or something to set it off. So
Yeah, but basically reinventing the nuke from what they used in the previous battle, so they probably really don't want to go that route anyway.
I seem to recall that Smith and Robards do a similar thing.
It'll take a while for anything from Smith and Robards to get here.
Yes.
Tam will take as much advice as you're able to give, and he does put several of these things into play.
And I don't know. I can offer to give a rousing speech. But, and who is going to be the leader of the battle?
Well, Tam is, of course.
Who's going to be directly in control? Is it going to be Tam?
Yes.
Alright,
Tam very much feels that he has an obligation to protect Shan Fan. That is his duty. I mean, even though it is kind of a protection racket, they take it seriously. He believes, or at least Tam believes, that it is his duty to defend Shan Fan.
There's the power boost lower trait, but it doesn't last long enough.
No.
No way.
That's what you do to sort of boost trait to make people smarter to come up with better plans for a while.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about, was basically boost.
But no, this is really sort of long-term stuff. What we might want to do is then go and have a look in the area and see if there's anything interesting there that we might be able to otherwise
use. Yeah, I mean, we could see if we could scout out the opposing force and see if...
Go check our room. Well, the safe, whatever the hell it is, the basement.
Yeah.
See if there's anything there.
And we don't
know. I also recommend that we fill in the hole to the thing. When did we do that?
When we left it, didn't we?
Came back from the Indians.
Yeah.
I do remember someone dynamiting the hole to fill it in.
Yep. We put the Guardian back and we filled in the hole.
I do remember spreading something over the top and making a temporary thing, but if...
We made a permanent...
That is good, then.
Yeah.
I would like to go and see my parents as well. To tell them that they might possibly want to leave Champen.
Get the relatives out of town.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
If doing that sort of thing, I'll let the captain know of the Gypsy Queen. May want to sort of get the hell out of Dodge for the next couple of while.
You sure you don't want to be on that boat with him, though, before he leaves, is the question.
We do not know where we need to go or what we are doing.
Yeah, let's search her place and see. Advise that Taryn send out some scouts. They said that the army would be here within the next 2 days, I guess, after... Or he said day?
He said 3 days.
3 days from when he talked to you a day ago.
Yep, so 2 days, the army is roughly 2 days out, and if we could, you know, scout out some ground, and I can actually do some stuff in battle to help out. Some minor stuff, but it might be enough to tip the balance. I think we kind of owe it not to have Team Evil win the town.
I think whomever we pick here is Team Evil.
Right, but I think we have a bit of an understanding with Tan. So, I would much rather have the streets not run with blood and allow Kang to basically come in and scoop up the remnants. We could, in fact, maybe do a parlay with Quan and see if he's not willing to be quite so batshit insane.
He had a vision about being the ruler of this.
No, he had a vision of Norton being the ruler.
Yeah. Sorry, you said. He is not going to be.
Right, but we could inform him that Khan is going to try to backstab him.
You could just sort of pull an in runaround and say, hey, Norton, come on in, you're going to be emperor now, and then just sort of, he's a puppet emperor. With no actual power. Then Norton's in charge, Quan's heavy, his vision was fulfilled, and no one actually dies.
Yeah, but that's pretty rough, actually.
I don't know if Norton like that.
Actually, Sarah, I assume everyone's kind of talking together over all of this. Sarah, give me a smarts roll.
You're really smart.
Make it good.
Very good. Sarah actually spent the most time in Emperor Norton or Joshua Norton's presence during the kind of the banquet that you guys had. When people are banding around the words, Emperor Norton being a puppet, and you're thinking back to your interactions with him, this man isn't a leader. You really don't see how he could hold power. He didn't strike you as that kind of person at all.
Which means he's possibly a puppet now.
Well, Quan is crazy. He's not, rational.
No, but if he had a vision of...
Because she's had a vision.
And
what? Says the Mormon.
Yes! Vision from God, different from random Chinese warlord getting a vision.
Because
he's Chinese,
God,
right?
Only gives visions to you?
No, because God gives visions to holy people, not some random dude who is also murderous warlord.
Because none of the people who have ever murdered people have ever been redeemed.
No, but clearly Quan, murderous warlord, and not...
I have seen nothing him... I have not seen him do anything.
The whole displacement of Indians thing.
Right. Again, he sent out inexperienced people. I did not see anything.
And his experienced people came in and tried to murder them. Because they were pissing in their pants.
They came in and saw you.
Look, man, look. I'm not going to have this argument. This is not an argument. That is fine. If we want, we can ask if we can get Emperor Norton a figurehead position, but I think that's just delaying things. But and
well, could delay a good book could be enough.
Yeah, it could be enough.
Peace or, now, opposed to fighting be, now.
But that I think that might. I'm not sure that would be peace now because, let's face it, Norton would be coming in as a white dude to a Chinese city.
Yeah, but he's yep. just going to have figurehead power, and I mean, I have
a figure it to Kang anyway.
Yes, but even figurehead power, people don't like it too much. When you, I mean, are you going to tell him that he's going to be a figurehead?
Well, the other question is would Tam be willing to have Norton as a figurehead?
Yeah. That's the main, that is one of the major questions. And you no, you don't tell the figurehead that you're a figurehead. You say, you give them prestige and pomp and stupid ass ceremonies and lie to them.
To the point where the populace hates them and rises up eventually.
That's not necessarily how it will play out.
But it does play out that way often.
It's not really. Figureheads installed all the time.
So do you think that's going to be, do you think that's the best course of action there?
I don't know. Honestly,
it's a course of action. As I said, what does Tam think about that idea?
It's a course of action, but...
Yes,
whatever course of action, we need to move it along quickly.
Yeah, we have 2 days.
No, we do not.
We have a day.
We have 2 days.
No, we have 2 days before the army are here.
Yes.
That does not mean we have 2 days before they decide that not to talk to us anymore.
Yes, we have 2 days. Let's...
Tam doesn't really, you know, doesn't like the idea. I mean, he doesn't know this, this Norton person. And as you said, you know, he's a white person. He doesn't believe that the residents of Shan Fan, would go for that. Nor does he want to actually even give up the semblance of power.
Well, then, this point, this query is pointless. Alright, so, yeah, I still argue that we help Big Ears Tam take on Big Bad.
Should we go have a quick look in this room first before we do much else, just to see if there's anything there of interest?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, sure. So you're going to go find the vault in the old Twilight Legion. Yeah.
Vault 101. Oh, wait.
You'd already surveyed the place before, so you know, and you decided to leave everything covered up, so you know you're going to have to do some digging and some manual labor to move everything off of the vault. Yeah, it was your choice before when you found out about the vault to not disturb it so that no one would...
Yeah. It's just regretful. I don't want to do manual labor.
No, I'm sure
you, sir, are a poor Mormon.
Yeah.
I'm sure some carefully placed explosives will solve the problem.
What did you do with the kid, by the way?
He's
right here.
Yeah, he's right there. If we manage to save the town, then I'm either going to ask whether or not, probably give, maybe to the Mormon brothers, maybe to Grandpa.
Uncle,
whatever.
Yes. Oh. So you are saving them by... Okay, fine.
Yes. Yeah. See whether or not we can. If we can save this town, then Champagne is a pretty good place. And one where he can have some semblance of a future.
All right, well, you're getting gear together. Because you're going to need some digging equipment, etc. Probably some pulley, tackle and pulleys and... stuff to move the larger timbers that are that had fallen in the fire. While you're assembling all this stuff together, rumors are being spread. Actually, not rumors. A downright some of Tam's men and his people are going about town, warning everyone of what is coming, and that he's going to stand for Shan Fan and try, you know, to repel the invaders. But he's giving everyone warning. To get people to safety, etc. And an interesting thing is happening, though. You're having to go to a few different stores to pick up the items you need. And there are quite a few of the Shan Fan residents who are going to stand with Tam.
See, that's not surprising. I expected that.
Mm-hmm. Well, battle of the devil, you know, I guess.
Partly that, yeah.
Yep. Alright, well.
Alright, so you get everything together. You get to the site.
Shit. I'm going to stop by a busy thoroughfare and try to
proselytizing?
Yeah, I'm going to start.
Times are here! Repent now! You slant-eyed bastards! No, wait. No.
Even though God cursed you with slanted eyes and pale skin of urine, you too... No, wait. Shit! I rolled a one again?
And this is exactly why they did not make him the proselytizing type.
Yes. I will try to do several quick speeches trying to bolster the people's rallying to Tam.
All right. So, yeah, some of the places you stop where people are starting to mobilize for Tam, you want to give them some inspiration?
Yes, and I want to try to shove some of the people who were...
on the fence, maybe?
Yeah, into Tam's direction.
Sure. Give me a really good persuasion roll there.
Crazy man speaking English all the time. What the hell are you talking about?
I will touch... First I touch Young in a totally inappropriate way. Yes.
Do not know that I'm with you, but okay.
You might have the kid with you.
Around for this.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably got the good
one. Anyone.
Damn it! Alright.
Are you encouraging the preacher to reach out and touch a child? Is that
am I encouraging it? No. Do I think he would do it anyway?
So after three chip spins, or two chip spins...
I get one with two raises. Or a raise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it seems to rally folks. At first, you're taken aback the fact that there's a white-skinned devil trying to encourage them to stand up for Shan Fan. And actually, you have, since you are an outsider, in the Red Lantern town, you actually get some of the traders there. Most of them were getting ready to pack up and leave, but a lot of them actually heard some of your inspirational speeches, like, well, we've got these extra guns that we were going to sell.
Yes, citizens, join the Mormon League. Wait, no. Yes, Shan Fan, we have a future here. They will all take it away and drive us and kill us all.
That's the rallying cry now. Shan Fan, we have a future.
Yes, we have a future if you're not a bunch of cowardice prickasses. Let's get this done, people.
Right. All right. Well, you spend some time getting the war rallies going, getting some more people to Tam's cause. A lot of people are fleeing. Don't get me wrong. A lot of a lot of families have packed up the children and the wives and are getting them out on the any vessels that are able to, or they're going inland into the hills.
I make sure my family is one of them.
Yes. Off the
family. Are we getting Young to pass on any messages to Quan that's going to be of use to us?
That is, I have left that for Tam.
Right.
It is his decision to make on that. He knows where it is, etc.
Yeah, but it's going to have to be you who passes it along.
Well, no. Just someone turns up at the shop and says, hey, you're going to do this now.
Yeah.
And the pain of pain.
Here, let me give you a sample of pain.
I do not expect that the person who runs the shop knows all of Quan's people.
So, yeah, but he can send
anybody can turn up.
But,
All
right, so, doing things.
All right, so with the, this takes the better part of the day for you to, give Tam some pointers on defense and then do the rallying and then... So it's fairly late by the time you get to actually clearing out the lodge, which might be for the better, you know, for the area.
And if we find a relic, destroy it before anyone gets their hands on it. Mm.
So, yeah, it requires some digging. It's the scorched remains of the lodge. A lot of it has to be moved aside. The gold key does still work in the lock that you find, and it doesn't seem to be broken. It takes a bit of rope and tackle to be able to move the vault top off. This is an underground... there may have been a natural cave here originally, and it was kind of built up so that you're basically got a stone tomb beneath the Legion's headquarters. And inside,
I'm sure you'll be a fine lookout there, Young. Thank you for that.
There's more weapons in here, all wrapped up in grease cloth. There are some barrels, ammunition, black powder. Some of the other things you find, though, there is a fragment of carved stone. It's sealed inside of a glass case. Stone's been broken, but there's a little bit of the picture that's carved on it that still remains. It seems to depict a portion of California, and there's two lightning-like symbols are carved into the stone. Now, if you remember, that lightning-like symbol was also
in the cave. Yes, this is representation to where the caves are and where we should be next.
Just give me a smarts roll that's looking at this. It's a common knowledge roll.
Yep. I don't know why I roll things.
That's fine. A couple of you notice.
I know a lot.
One of the lightning symbols is roughly where the cave is that you've already found. Another one of the symbols, though, is out on an island. It's out in the, out past the Shan Van Harbor, out past, where the shattered cliffs of California are now. Well, there's apparently an island out there that's got one of these glyphs on it. As well, some of the other things that you find, there's a set of manacles here, which seems odd, as there's only one set, and they were in a box that was protected with straw on the inside. And
I cast a tick miniature.
There's also a first printing. This stands out to you, Gideon. There's a first printing of the Book of Mormon here. You know from your lore that there were only 500 copies of this ever pressed, as the spelling was quite egregious and many grammatical errors.
Mine. If it's not a gold plate, what the hell?
Mine, yeah.
You are not going to gift it to your fellow brothers?
Did you not already hear the words that came out of my mouth? I don't have them anymore.
I am just curious. He's okay.
Those were the only three unusual things down here. There's some food storage down here, some dried rations, and as I said, some more rifles, guns, ammunition, black powder, that sort of thing.
I've totally lost interest in everything besides
a book!
I kind of want to use that island thing to power up and do something amazing, but I have no idea how to.
The island?
Yeah, with the glyph on it.
It is what the Indians were talking about before.
Yeah, but I have no idea how to do anything useful with it.
No, we do not know the rituals yet. Yes.
No.
Well, now we know two places. Perhaps there is another store of information somewhere which might talk of this. Or perhaps on the island there might be natives who know of this that we might. Well, it is probably not that big an island, actually.
Yeah.
And the coast has shattered several times since.
Yeah, and of course there wouldn't be any dragons out there.
Well, I was considering that.
Do you guys do anything else once you're back?
I guess we collect up all the stuff that's in there that might be interesting. I mean, some of the weapons I guess we can give out to help defend the
If we're going place. To do that, I think we want to, as far as we can, ensure that the lodge concept as such will continue to be a thing.
Think it is done with here. There is only us standing by, and we are about to leave anyway.
There's also several bundles of older tombstone epitaph copies in here.
Ah, things for someone to read.
Yeah. Well.
Anything else you want to check up on? Or?
Probably is, but.
You guys said you two did go back to the hotel, or?
It is where we are living. Okay. So, yes.
Yeah. In which case, while you were gone, a copy of the latest Tombstone Epitaph have been put under your door as was requested.
Cool.
Oh.
Oh, sweet. I pull my nose from the book that I've been reading with aplomb.
Like, on page 13, there is a classified ad. In bold letters, it says, "Good intentions. Our Fellowship of Travelers," Travelers is capitalized, "will meet at the Fallen Angel Saloon in Perdition this Saturday at high noon. Attendance is required."
We just came from there.
I know, we just came from there.
Damn it! We can either go back by boat with the captain, or we can go back for...
Saturday is five... This is Monday, so, I mean, it's 5 days.
Yes, so we can either go back via boat with the captain, or we can go via horses.
Or rail. We're not going to make it in 5 days on horses, are we?
You'd be pushing it on horses, but boat or rail, you could definitely make it in 5 days. Either one, you could actually make it in just a few days.
Yeah, well,
Do we want to cut and run on Shanfan, is what it comes down to.
No, we don't want to cut and run on Shanfan. We want to defend Shanfan.
What are we going to do?
Oh, we're going, A, to scout out the area, and with Luke's keen eye, see if we can't give some, you know, pointers on where we could potentially ambush Quan's army, and...
Well, I thought we've already done that sort of discussion.
Yeah, we've done the discussion, but we don't know where Quan's army is coming from. Hopefully he now knows where Quan's army is coming from and doing things like scouting out the grounds.
But whatever, we need to be out of here within the next 48 hours if we're going to make it back to Perdition.
Yeah, so, but we could stay for the initial clash, and I can do, you know, I can windstorm and actually bring... Help
that,
out.
That is not going to help a battle of this size.
Yes, it will do something. Something is better than nothing. Doing nothing will give us nothing. We do something, and even a small edge could help out.
And yet, you do not wish to go and assassinate.
So, not even going to pay attention to that comment. You know, you could do things like we could possibly sneak into Quan's army and get people to defect. I mean, we could do things like poison supplies. You know, we could take active part. Miss Beauchamp could actually organize a medical corps and boost the morale of the people fighting, because if people know that they're going to get medical treatment, they're more likely to stay and fight. You know, things like that.
Since it seems like you are interested in the battle and perhaps seeing how it goes through it, you guys want to just metagame for just a moment?
Yeah.
Sure.
The mass battle system uses a token system to represent basically force changes, ability to do special things during a mass battle, etc. Each of the sides has a set number of tokens. And what I'm doing is, for instance, your speeches give Tam's side an extra token during the mass battle. So you guys really are not significant enough to turn the tide of a battle, but things that you do can help the overall battle. So, like, you actually taking part in the battle itself is going to count for almost nothing.
Okay.
But conditions that you set up before the battle can help.
Right.
Yeah. So now, if you guys want to take part in the battle, I'm still going to use the mass battle system. Do realize you can be killed outright if you choose to do that.
Yeah. So, instead we... Yeah, so instead we can help with the preparatory things, and then... help with some leading actions and whatnot, and act as scouts and various things like that. So we could do some stuff.
Perhaps someone could help make their boats a bit faster for when they must go do some sort of naval battle.
Yeah. And perhaps you could look over the ground and see where a good ambush point might be, or where they could hide some troops and have, you know, a surprise attack come out. And Yong could...
Have we determined about what direction it'll probably be coming from?
No. If you guys want to do some scouting, that might be the first one to bend your prowess to.
Yeah.
Does a particular person want to do that, or do you all kind of want to do that in looking at different avenues? Because you have a lot of fronts here to cover. I mean, you've got the ocean side, you've got land side. Yeah. And since you know that King at least has air support, they may have air support as well. You don't know.
Okay, I guess I will coordinate with Cam's physician about setting up triage centers around the city.
Okay, well, let's just take this one at a time to begin with here. I'll allow you each a role to help in the overall battle this way. Sarah, you're basically helping set up triage centers. Go ahead and give me a medicine roll there.
Okay. All right. You mean healing or healing. Knowledge? Okay.
Healing roll. It's not just your ability to heal, but it's also the knowledge you have of healing. So,
I want to choose six
roll.
It didn't roll the wild die at the same time.
It didn't roll the wild die.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll another d6 with it on. Alright, so it'll be a 6. That's still a success. If you want to chip it, you can, but it is a success.
I'm going to chip it.
Okay, go ahead.
And I can just chip it for a +2, right?
Do you have a blue chipper or a red chip?
No, I have a white chip, so I have to re-roll it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you don't get a +2 out of it either. You're thinking fate.
I'm sorry. 2... Damn it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, so your first one's better.
So I'll just keep that.
Yeah. All right. All right, Luke, are you doing anything in particular?
Much like to help on the technical front, it's probably better off that I use my scout abilities and my army experience to sort of say these are the obvious lines of attack and such.
Ah, okay. So, where do you want to, do you want to do this yourself, or do you want to use some of Tam's men to, because like I said, you've got multiple things you've got to cover. So how do you want to go about doing your scouting?
I suppose with Tam's men, because they know the ground a lot better than I do.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you have any kind of tracking skill?
Like the tracking skill? Yes, I have a tracking skill.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a roll on tracking. And you can add a +2 to your roll, as you'll have some more experienced people with you as well.
Oh, good. Nah, that's not great.
Okay, with that roll, if you want to keep it, there's a couple of things that have already been set in motion. One, Kang is setting up a blockade in Shan Fan Harbor. Essentially, the ships that got out that first day when you got back and into that evening get away just fine with residents that are fleeing. But by that next morning, the bay is surrounded by King's men that are keeping boats from leaving or boats from coming in.
Right. Two,
with that role, you are able to figure out your best approximation of where Quan's men will be entering Shan Fan. Just given the terrain, given what areas you know Quan already controls.
Yep. I'm going to throw a white chip on to see if I can get any better. Tracking. No, same roll.
Okay. All right, so you're able to narrow down a little bit of where they're going to be coming from land. There are certain ways that they couldn't possibly come from because of the mountains in the area.
Yep.
And it's not land that Quan owns, etc. So you're able to funnel that out a little bit.
That way they'll be attacking by air.
Well, you definitely know that if King has more of those autogyros on his ship, they definitely have the range to go from the ships into the air of Shan Fan.
Do we have Sam's? No. Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
All right. Young.
I do not know what I could do here. This is not my arena. I have never fought in a war. I have never participated in any sort of battle like this at all.
Maybe you want to go and talk to your fighter people that you fought before and try and get them to help out if they're not already.
Or you could do acts of sabotage against Quan's men.
They are still a couple of days away. There is nothing I can do now for that.
A day for an army is not a day for a person.
Right, I'm...
Right, if you don't want to, that's one thing. You can. It is an option.
Yeah, well, once again, engaging in an enemy force is going to be a net nothing.
Right, I'm just not talking about engaging. I'm talking about poisoning water supply. You know,
I'm saying the same thing, because one person is only going to be able to do a very small effect on anything like that.
I do not know what I could do here.
You could help train... You can help train some of the citizens who want to stand up but don't have really all that much knowledge of how. Showing someone how to use a spear, for instance, doesn't take a lot of training.
I am not really a trainer. That is... I am still learning myself. I can, but...
I'm sure Uncle is trying to help them out as well. You could always help Uncle. He is one of the leading wise men of the city.
That is true, yes.
Take some more umbrella foo.
No, it's up to you. If Young doesn't really think that
I do not see anything that he could really do. I can't see anything.
Okay. Well, is there anything not related to the war effort that you want to do, before you decide to leave or engage or whatever it is you're planning to do? You guys haven't really talked about that yet. Or if you're trying to leave before it happens, or are you going to try and stay through the battle?
Go punch the sheriff in the face? Huh?
Yeah.
I figure he will be around. He'll be dead anyway. Or hounding me. I figure I've made a new enemy to replace the old one, even if I do.
You could collaborate with Tam on the lie about the Quan. What do you tell Quan? Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is true. You can disseminate bad information to Quan.
I assumed that was being done already. That's
right.
Why I told
that's right. You said someone else could do that. Yes.
Yeah, but you could. I mean, could take an active hand in it. Along with
You know a few things of what you were speaking to Tam Quan about that you could sort of drop in and that to help make the information more veracity. Use your new persuasion skill.
And give him what Luke knows and collaborate with Tam and come up with an elaborate trap that they might set of, you know, having some sections of the city.
I'm not a mass battle person. And
there's also things that you could do that have nothing to do with the battle. For instance, if you are trying to get out of town before the battle starts, securing a way out and getting your stuff moved out of the hotel, for instance, because everyone else is going to be too busy doing anything else, everything else.
I guess I prepare for our inevitable exit as...
After making sure your family is away safely, and they would have gotten aboard, if you wanted to send them out by a ship earlier that day, they would have gotten out just fine.
Yeah, I told them. That was one of the things I did on the day we got back after having told Dan about that. Is, hey, you want to leave the city now? So, however they got out. I pack up our stuff and get us ready to leave, secure.
Always the Chinese guy doing the packing and the laundry.
Okay, so I'm going to say this basically takes up your second day doing all the reconnaissance and setting up and such. At some point, you will all get back together, after having done what you can do. And this is where you discuss what's next. Are you leaving town? Are you going to see a stay through the battle? I don't think I got a clear answer, whether or not you're trying to leave before it starts. And remember, your avenues of escape are now more limited, because by the second day, you're cut off from a water route.
So we'll be looking at rail. The one thing I'll say about us leaving is that we have some degree of responsibility to the club to make sure, the lodge or whatever, the thing is that we order to make sure we get our information out.
Yeah.
And apparently that convinces everyone, so we go.
Yeah. I guess I was just doing my speeches.
And did you want the captain of the Gypsy Queen to get out before the blockade?
Yeah, I warned him when we got back that it was up to him if he wanted to get out or not.
Actually, you know what? Since it's the people that Young would know, we can say that Young's family got on board when they left. So.
I wondered about that. Yeah. So.
Now the captain certainly owes you all a bunch of favors, so he would willingly take your family. And anyone else, actually, who was fleeing. So.
Well, you should have arranged. Okay, just meet us down south a bit.
You could certainly have done that.
We've got no idea how far down south is safe. If you see what I mean. They might just pull up and be captured immediately.
So, this is where
are we gonna run away like heroic people that we are? Yeah, or are we gonna stay behind and die in the equally heroic fashion?
Well, I mean,
we're the heroes, so
it really doesn't matter, I guess.
I don't have a preference. You can go either way; it's fine with me. If you guys decide that you want to stick out the battle, we'll call it here, and the next section we'll actually just run the mass combat and see how everything works out.
Right, but we literally have no input, so.
You have some. Let's look at. Let me look up the mass combat in the New Savage World since it's changed.
We wouldn't have input have input as players.
Well, if you want to do it as characters, everybody makes a fighting, shooting, or a cane skill roll, depending on whatever it is. And then if you succeed, you add +1 to the side's battle roll. If you raise, then it's +2. If it's 2 raises, then it's +2, and you. Come out of the fight unscathed. Otherwise, you take damage. Whatever happens. And the two sides make a roll, and whoever's battle roll is better, the other side loses tokens. And you keep going until there are no tokens left. That's the very basics of it. So we can have input into it by rolling.
Yep, and but you can also die in a mass combat by doing that too.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty. I'm just looking over the rules. That's pretty rough.
That's what happens in mass combat.
Yeah.
If we wanted to do some sort of mass combat, then our best bet would have been to have had somebody have knowledge battle or whatever it is, and been the person rolling for the other side. And have them come up with the fun plans. And just say, hey, we try and lure them in by saying, by setting up snipers on the roofs of buildings and picking off the people, picking off the.
I've got this card which is a critical failure on an attack roll. Does that help?
It won't help, no. Not for a mass battle. Yeah, it's up to you guys. If you wanted to have input in it, I'm more than willing to do, all the rolls out in the open so we show how everything's going. Otherwise, if you guys cut and run, I'm just going to make the rolls on behalf of each of the armies, and you will find out in the news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I mean, if we stick around, we'll have some kind of help, but...
What say you, Sierra?
While sticking around could be interesting, I think we need to make sure we don't miss this meeting.
Well, if we win, We're not going to miss a beat. If we lose, we're probably going to be dead.
That is if we win, it could, we could miss the meeting because it will just take a while to win.
I'm thinking. Battles generally don't last anymore.
There are two or three armies.
Yeah this could go on.
This is going to be city fighting. Keep that in mind. It's city
this,
fighting.
Yeah, this could go on much longer than expected.
Yeah.
Street to street, taking a district at a time. That could take a while.
On a slightly metagame perspective, I think if there was a lower level stuff that we could do as characters, that might be more interesting. But there's the mass battle side of things. Yeah,
that's a
can't really sound all that interested in it.
Yeah. That's why I allowed you guys to do some things in preparatory and to give them extra tokens, which will help out in the roles.
Yeah, but yeah,
like something like, oh, you can go and do the sabotage mission as a group, and that would help, sort of things, and things like that. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we'll get the hell out of Dodge then.
Yeah.
They went through the all this trouble and happened to
Mass. All right, have a good fight.
Y'all don't want to join me.
Well, certainly Tam doesn't expect you to because you're outsiders. This isn't your home. I mean, of course, he's appreciating any help you give, but it's certainly no loss of honor to leave.
We've only been here 2 weeks. Look what we've done. Yeah. Another city in ruin.
Look, man, cities I happen to come across just get ruined. It's not my doing.
Hey, well, think about it this way. You'll actually leave this time before it's up in flames instead of during or after.
But it will disappear soon enough.
Well, guess it really terribly doesn't matter.
Right, is there anything that you wanted to do before leaving town? Any telegrams to send out?
They're probably all being intercepted already.
Yeah. Gideon, you taking short round with you?
Yep. Can we have a name for this guy so his
Please.
Name isn't short round?
You named him short round, I'm just following your lead there.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to drop him off at the orphanarium, but that's not going to happen right now, so... As I'm afraid the orphanarium might catch on fire.
You could call him Stuart Gideon.
Yeah, he goes by Liao. He doesn't give a family name because he has no family. So it's just Liao.
Yep. Well then,
call him Leo. Look at that.
Yeah, I will call him Liao because I'm not going to be insulting to his parents and change his name. You fucking dicknags.
What's my name?
It's yes. John, isn't it?
Yes.
You taking the cat with you?
Yeah, I guess I better.
Take the cat.
All right. As long as the cat gets saved, we're in the moral right. That's what it is.
You're left with train or horseback as your way out by the time you're ready to
train.
Train.
Is there really a train from there to Purgatory?
Not directly, but you'll have to make a stop, but there is a train out.
There is? Okay. I didn't think rail had made it this direction.
Is it Perdition, Purgatory? Have a telegraph station?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just going to send a telegraph to Dr. Lewis that I'm expecting I'll be back in town in a few days.
All right, so you guys round up all the stuff left over from the Twilight Club, including your clay tablet under glass, I take it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do we leave the guns with Tam and Co?
Yes. We're not going to do anything with them.
Yeah.
Do you want to carry 6 extra guns with you for some reason?
Is any of them was the Winchester 76? Okay. Yeah, I will snag a Winchester 76.
Your Mormon brethren that are still in town, the missionaries will be leaving.
Oh.
mostly because they can't fight, because they can't choose a side.
Yep.
It's not their business. They'll come back once things settle down. At least that's what they hope.
That's typical Mormons running away.
I punch you in the motherfucking face.
Wow, such language from a man of God.
Then I steal all your money and burn it, because...
So at the train station, you notice that there are men that are just very obviously checking people that are leaving, as you are. And a lot of the business people that were here are, of course, leaving by train, too. And no one's being harassed, at least none of those that are foreigners are being harassed. Some of the Chinese that are boarding trains, these rough-looking men who aren't wearing anyone's colors, seem to have sharp words with them. Most times, the Chinese folks are let go. Sometimes they're dragged away.
What are they saying?
What are they saying? Yeah.
Okay. Actually.
I mean, I'm Chinese. Yes, I can go over there and go, "Hey, drag me away."
Yeah, you get the stink eye a little bit, but since you are in the company of a lot of foreigners, they just kind of overlook you. But if you go and see what's going on, Quan's men are essentially, they're looking for people that are part of Tam's organization, or because by this point they've already figured out that Tam's still alive. They're looking for people in Tam's organization that are trying to get away or go for help, that sort of thing.
Oh, well.
Looking at these guys, are any of them armed?
Oh, yes, they're armed.
I'm going to go over and tell the others.
All right, well, let's go find
them out.
Yeah,
free the people.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you want to stop the group?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. All right, just straight out shoot them down in cold blood, or what are you doing?
No, I'm going to touch Yong, as I have been doing so often.
Annie, touch your boy.
That sounds so wrong, and I don't want to do that.
She's already got such a relationship with this now. So.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for a while.
The spot on my shoulder is getting sore.
Go ahead. Touch the other one.
Touch by a woman, mixed on fox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice roll.
Alright, so, yeah. Oh. Alright, so, I will...
You have the ability to cheese speak in Chinese now, but what do you say?
I say, understand, I do not want to cause an incident here. However, you will leave this place and stop what you are doing, or you will perish here on this field, I swear.
Sounds like an intimidation to me.
Yes, yes it is. Hey, I'm pretty good at this. I am not nearly that good. Alright, let's go ahead and throw down a food chip. Alright.
Yeah, dice explode there as well. But...
Oh yeah, I did roll an 8.
Damn it.
10. Actually, didn't go through, did it? Yeah.
All right. They rolled a 10.
Well, not right. Really.
12.
All
right. I'm going to take back my blue chip friend and spend the red chip on a reroll. All
right. Ah, well, that paid off.
Yeah. That is actually plus additional 2 because of my land skill, so it's a 17.
All right. Well, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of dice there. Even with a bonus for them being extra people there to back one another up. One of them, they start speaking amongst each other, and it's like, oh, these are the foreigners that Kwan told us about. They back off.
That was easy.
Yep.
You do not wish to do anything about the people who have already been taken?
Well, now
we're... You, when you came upon them, I mean, you basically got... Everyone that they were going to take off with them, they're all there.
Aha, so, I see. Yeah.
Okay. They hadn't had the chance to take them all off yet. They're just rounding them up.
Yeah. Yes.
That was a little too easy, actually.
Well, I rolled with 4 pieces.
One of them actually has a message for you and says that Quan still desires the pendant if you wish to make a bargain, to strike a bargain with him.
Wait. Quan desires it.
That's what the guy says.
Okay. Everybody wants his pendant. See? Damn it. Oh, well. All right.
Yeah, and, you know, he's terrified at this point of you from your fire and some speech there, but he's also very loyal to his yeah. master, and so he says, oh, yes, if you have such a thing to barter, bring it back, and Quan will pay you well.
We will speak with Quan later about this. Leave.
Just the scooting across the ground and leaves very quickly.
Yeah. See, sometimes we're to do. Alright. Choo choo. See there, Lee. Sometimes you use words to solve your problems.
I asked Lee if he can speak English.
The guy that was volunteering the information?
Liao?
Liao? Some. He explained that.
I've been speaking Chinese. I can speak Chinese.
Yeah, I know, but you can speak Chinese for 10 minutes before
you... Yeah, well, I'm not meaning to adopt the child. I'm just trying to keep
you... Wait a minute, you just did. You just did.
You get the understanding that he can understand far more English than he can speak.
Aha. Okay. Interesting.
All right, yep. Yeah. Otherwise, you hop on the rails. As you're going out, it's several hours on the rail. You do notice that there is actually quite a large force of men that do not hamper the train. But that are marching towards Shan Fan. And, Luke, this is actually from a direction that you had not planned on.
Oh, but, super regretful.
Yeah, that is your parting vision of Shan Fan as you leave, as an army is marching from a direction that they are unaware of.
Well, we can always send a telegram back, can't we?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
No one else had, any better ideas at the time.
Yeah, it's we can't do anything about now, can we?
Yes, we can actually.
Send messages back in.
How far out are we from the city? Is this like a mile away?
This was over an hour away.
Right.
Yeah. The speed of a train versus the speed of slowly marching men. So, yeah. If you want to send a telegram back at the next stop, you can certainly do so, assuming no one has already cut the telegram.
Yeah, sure.
I was wondering if they'd hear a gunshot from the city. No, not a chance.
No. They would hear an explosion.
Yeah, we'll send a telegram back. That's the most we can do at the moment, to be honest.
Yes, as you turn your back on Shan Fan and let the locals deal with their local problems.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of Chinese people.
Yeah. Didn't Young come from there?
Yes, it is.
What happens in Shan Fan stays in Shan Fan.
Is that what you're going to be telling that Dr. Fellow?
Things happened in Shan Fan.
Well, now you know, hey, you might know the Emperor of America suit. You might have danced.
He is the Emperor of America. We do know the Emperor of America.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, I will point out, nobody said, hey, we rescue those Mr. and Mrs. T who ran the tea shop, so no tea for us.
Nope, I figured they left the town.
Yeah, they were also outsiders. Honestly.
All right.
Okay.
Two experience.
How much?
Two.
To coolness.
Bravely surviving.
Alright.
Avoided all forms of combat in this mission.
Congratulations.
Except inter-party combat.
Yes.
We didn't combat at all inter-party. We just had a...
No, no, Richard's hurt. About to punch Gideon in the mouth now. That was his warning. That was his warning.
Don't worry. I have a super short ninja assassin now on my side. Man.
Wow.
Hold him back with one thing. I speak to him in Chinese. Something that you can't do.
I can do it 10 minutes at a time.
You know why he keeps touching you on the shoulder inappropriately?
I keep touching you on the shoulder. I don't touch the kids.
And he's telling the kid that that's what he has in store for him. That's
yep.
Do I need to get you guys a room?
Well, that would be more appropriate.
Yeah.
All right. So, in
I cast
the module,
deflection the next time you try to touch me.
So does the module actually have a suggestion for how the fight should turn out, or is it just...
Nope, they give you the stats of all the armies, and they either just... Mm-hmm. If you don't want to take direct competition in it, just roll it out and see which side wins.
So obviously we don't have any more stuff to do in this city then, otherwise they have to stat up, okay, if this side wins and if that side wins.
Well, they do have the stats for what goes on with whichever side wins. Either way it shakes out, it looks like Norton ends up being installed as the
what?
Okay. Puppet King.
Yeah, but it's, well, you know, whose side is he being the puppet for is the big question. But this leads us back to perdition and gets us back on to the major plot line again. And of course you've got the second place to look at on that rock back above California.
Yep.
Yep. Did we ever arrange to get a photographer for a camera?
Yeah, it was all arranged. It just hadn't happened yet.
Right.
Or it may have happened while you were gone. You don't.
Oh, what does the new episode of the Telt Epitaph say?
Oh, it had the exciting thing to tell us to go there. We didn't bother to read any of the other exciting articles about the spiders that eat people or...
Yeah. Anything else interesting in there?
Actually, it was a pretty tame issue in this one. Just things about elections going on, more North and South aggression. not a lot on the mysterious side. And actually, this was in the personal ad section. It was so this is not... The note that you read for you specifically. It wasn't something that was hidden in the...
It wasn't on page 13 of the Sunday Epitaph. Coded messages from our man Sam Hellman? No, not Sam Hellman. Lacey O'Malley.
Yes. O'Malley, yeah.
So it doesn't have anything about a little wee battle out in Los Angeles.
There's a lot of speculation about now that the rail lines... the rail battles have been, you know, over, and Wasatch has joined basically the U.S. with a single rail line. What's going to be the shakeout from that? Apparently, they're under discussions with Reverend Grime in Los Angeles. So
to provide spam for the entire continental United States.
go, Team Mormon!
More like Los Angeles is a very important hub for the transportation in and out of Ghost Rock over land. So,
too bad we need to burn it to the ground. I'm sure. Well, I'm totally blanking.
Where are we on this one? Let me see.
So. Well, thanks for running, Bert.
5, 6, 7, actually, now we're past the halfway point, and the rest of them go a little faster since you start to actually get an idea of what you're supposed to be doing soon.
that won't stop us from slowing it down.
No.
We can always slow down everything.
There are only 3 more major sections, and then there's some minor ones that you may or may not get involved with, but there are only 3 more major chapters.
Oh, wow.
How many have we done so far?
5. You're about to start the 6th, and there are 8.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're much more than halfway through.
Yeah. Yeah, depending on how many of the side adventures you go on. Could come to an end soon.
Hmm. Enjoying it. It's a good game.
Yeah. I enjoy... Yes.
Hey, what are you guys up to now? You're not legendary yet.
Veteran. No, we're veteran. 42. Just became veteran.
So, yeah, for a while.
So level-wise, you're pretty much on target for where you need to be.
Good. Stale target.
All right, guys. Well, have a good one. And we'll, I guess we'll just do the, not next week, but the week after.
Yep, something like that.
And at some point, Pete can join us ever again.
That's why we're going back to Perdition. It's come and pick up your stuff. Oh, he's been here for
your sheriff has turned this into a police town. We can't sneeze without him putting a bullet in us.
All right. Anyway. All
right. I'll see you at Sharon for the next game that we've got tonight.
Yep.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Stay. What? Who's on for Faculty Club tomorrow?
I'll be at work.
Okay.
I'll let you know later tonight, Sharon.
That works. Okay.
Bye, guys.
I would like to join.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Awesome! Yes. Awesome. Okay.
Night, guys.
Alright, night.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.